every Wednesday we talk NFL with Mark Schlereth through NFL on Fox 104.3 The Fan in Denver. And Mark joins us right now on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing good. How was the Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was awesome. Lay around, watch football all day long and eat. Come on, it didn't get any better than that.
Best holiday ever, right?
Yeah, it is. No question.
The Cardinals hit the bye week, latest bye week they've ever had. And I think when you've had a season like the Cardinals have had, I fear what the post bye week Cardinals could look like for somebody with experience with bye weeks. And what do you predict for this team the rest of the way?
Well, I mean, I think much of the same. Like I've said to you guys many times, they're a really talented team. So they're going to give you the illusion of being competitive, the illusion of being close to figuring it out. But again, I think it's an illusion. I think it's a magic trick, a parlor trick. They're just not. And so, I think you'll see much of the same. They'll come out and they'll make a bunch of plays and offensively they'll do things that absolutely astound you. But the bottom line is they'll find ways to win more or lose more than they win.
Yeah, and everything you said about the offense is coming true and to fruition before our eyes. A lot of people have realized that whether or not you want to fire the head coach in Arizona, clearly it looks like you need a different voice in this young quarterback's head to try to get him right, to try to get him to a different level. What would the marriage of Sean Payton and Kyler Murray look like to you? Would that be something you would think might be worth exploring?
Yeah, I mean, Sean Payton's a hell of a football coach. You know, he does a great job with personnel. He does a great job of mixing his personnel groupings and finding your weaknesses. I think the other thing that Sean Payton does a really good job of, and I had this conversation with him, just from a coaching standpoint, you know, really good coaches are great coaches, regardless of how juicy a matchup may be. The first thing on their agenda is to mitigate issues, to mitigate our own weaknesses, to make sure that we don't, that we don't cost ourselves a game. And bad coaches look at that juicy matchup and they're like, we've got to exploit this matchup and let's just hope that we hold up. The good coaches and great coaches go, we're not going to hold up there. Like, I always say this, don't put a guy in a position to fail and then act surprised when he fails.
Right.
You're the dumbass that put him there. So, like my thought process is Sean will do a great job of knowing where they're weak as an organization and where they need help and not exposing those guys. And that's your job as a coach is like, hey, man, you got to figure out if a juicy matchup puts a guy in harm's way that you know can't hold up, then you got to let go of that juicy matchup. And bad coaches hold on to it and go, we just got to hold up here. Hey, it's just got to be one or two plays. And ultimately what happens is instead of making that explosive play that's a positive, you make an explosive play that's a negative, and then you wonder why you lost. It's pretty easy to figure out.
Yeah.
It's because you put them in a position to lose.
Mark Schlereth, our weekly guest, talking NFL on Wednesdays here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Now, the Cardinals' job, as we speak, is not open. Cliff Kingsbury is the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. There was one play in a very close game on Sunday against the Chargers that a lot of people are focusing on for different reasons. Second quarter, fourth down and one at their own 34, Cardinals leading. They go for it. Okay, that's kind of in line with Cliff Kingsbury's fourth down aggressiveness. Instead of running the football, which they were feasting running the ball against that Chargers defensive line, Mark, they run an RPO. And after the game, it gets intercepted. After the game, Kyler Murray says, schematically on that play, we were kind of bleeped. I want to get your reaction. Put yourself back in the shoes of being an offensive lineman. When you're feasting in the run game, and you've talked so many times on this show about what that does when you dominate in the run game from an offensive lineman standpoint, and an RPO is called, and then you're off the field after an interception. What is a player reaction to something like that when that play is called?
why are we calling that? Why are we doing that? Like, what's the purpose there? Like, I don't, like, there's a difference between deception and then being tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Deception is good. Trying to trick people is dumb. Like, because ultimately what ends up happening is usually, you know, 9 times out of 10, you may get them once, but 9 times out of 10, you're getting yourself. You know, you're losing a game in that situation. First and foremost, I don't buy going for it on 4th down and 1 in that situation when you're leading. And I understand, you know, everybody's enamored with the analytics of 4th down and short, and this says do this and whatever. I mean, you know, I always look at it like, well, you know, the situation, momentum, like the analytics don't take into consideration momentum.
No.
And momentum is real. And when all of a sudden you go from dominating a game to letting somebody else in a game because you made a stupid decision, that stuff is real, and it affects your football team. It affects your mentality. You know, not if we're eating, running the football, and taking it out of our hands, you're like, why? Yep. Like, we got them on skates right now. Like, they don't have cleats on. They have roller skates on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so why would you do that? It just is, again, it's one of those things that I think oftentimes in this league, I think coaches – outthink themselves. Yeah. You know, we used to joke about it all the time. We used to say, you know, they're over meters anonymous, right? We just meet to meet. We need to schedule a meeting about the meeting we just had, right? Like, that's what coaches do. And they overthink things a lot of the time. And I just am a big believer in, you know, the KISS principle of keep it simple, stupid. Let's just not overthink this thing. Let's just go out here and win a football game.
No doubt. One of the great things about having you on every week is we get a front row seat into the dysfunction that is the Broncos. So tell me about Mike Purcell going at Russell Wilson while Nathaniel Hackett is pretending he's hearing nothing, that nothing is happening behind him.
Oh my gosh, right? It just this debacle that we're watching every weekend it's insane. And like Mike Purcell was coming off the field and his head snapped. Like Russell said something to him, like, you know, like, hey, we can't have a penalty there, you know? Gotta keep our poise. We gotta believe, you know? He's like, I don't know, who was that? We gotta believe, guys. You just gotta believe. And Purcell just snapped his head around.
Tony Robbins.
And, you know, yeah, and just was like, you know, hey, listen, I can't even imagine. I can't imagine what he said. But I'm sure it wasn't, let's go, Russ. You know, come
right.
on.
Right.
The level of dysfunction, the level of the offensive just lack of offense is, it's astounding to me. It's absolutely amazing to watch week in and week out, to watch this offense get worse. Week in and week out, and to watch it change from a true kind of, you know, 2 tight ends, 2 running backs, fullback, West Coast, wide zone, boot keep game, play action, where you're under center and you turn your back to the defense, you know, and you give a good body lean and you sink down and you shrink so people can't see, then you pop up and hit a quick throw, and like to standing in shotgun 3 out of every 4 plays, you know, and looking completely disoriented. I don't know. I mean, it seems to me that everybody but the quarterback has acquiesced. like, I don't like that. I don't like that. The coach has said, okay, we'll change our offense. We'll be a 3-wide offense, and we'll let you operate from gun. And, you know, okay, I'll give up my play-calling duties. And at every turn, this offense just continues to regress. It's sad. I mean, Russell threw for 347 yards and completed 69% of his passes in week 1. It's not recognizable. Hell, the Carolina Panthers lined up. You know what? You can tell a lot about how a team thinks about you, the way you line up. They lined up in man-to-man coverage and basically said, we don't believe you've got the receivers or the quarterback to beat us. Go. That's the Carolina Panthers. When they have 3 wins going into that game, they lined up and said, we don't respect you enough. We don't respect you enough to play conservatively. We're going to press you and say you can't beat us. And hey, you know what? The Broncos obliged. They couldn't.
Oh, boy. What a debacle.
Great stuff, as always. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thank you, brother.